Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Striking Chicago school teachers got some high-profile reinforcements on the picket line today from presidential candidate and progressive political figure Elizabeth Warren. In the meantime, city leaders were forced to cancel classes now for a fourth day, and progress toward a new contract appears to have been stalled. WBBM's Mike Krauser begins our coverage.
It was a large and enthusiastic group of teachers who filled the yard here at Oscar DePriest Elementary on Central Avenue near the Eisenhower.
Everyone in America should support you in this strike, because you don't just fight for yourselves, you fight for the children of this city and the children of this country.
Teachers Union President Jesse Sharkey said after Warren's speech, the mayor's suggestion they go back without an agreement was a signal that bargaining isn't going to be real bargaining.
I think the mayor needs to hear from the people of Chicago and frankly hear from national pressure to become convinced that more resources need to go into this contract in order to land a fair deal.
Sharkey said the mayor's suggestion was a blunt pressure tactic. On the west side, Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 FM.
And for her part, the mayor is standing by the message she sent to union leaders, saying she merely tried to highlight the impact of the strike on students and families. She called on teachers to bargain in good faith with the money that's actually available.
We have been making progress, not enough, not fast enough, but we felt like it was important to let the union and let the public know what's actually happening and the consequences for our young people.
And we're updating coverage around the clock at WBBMNewsRadio.com. You get instant coverage of any strike development as they come in.
Prosecutors have just charged a 60-year-old woman with attempted murder in connection with the stabbing of another woman in a North Suburban Forest Preserve. Marquette Owens made her first appearance in court today in the attack.
Police say a woman was stabbed as she walked with her young son in Grant Woods in Ingleside late yesterday afternoon. Lake County Sheriff's Police say that even though the victim had serious injuries, she and the child escaped to a nearby roadway and flagged down help. A suspect was picked up by police a short time later. The victim was taken to a hospital and is expected to survive. The young boy was not injured. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
An attorney who represented jailed entertainer R. Kelly during his child support battle says Kelly has half of her $25,000 bill. Lisa D'Amico filed a request with Cook County Judge Larry Rosen to get the rest of their money. The judge will take up the matter during a hearing on November 4th. Kelly faces sexual misconduct charges in Illinois, Minnesota, New York, and is jailed here in the city.
Cook County Board President Toni Preckwinkle has offered her plans for the Forest Preserve District's budget.
Preckwinkle's proposed budget for next year is $124.6 million, about a 4% increase. She says it continues her goal of bringing discipline to the Forest Preserve's finances.
It includes a healthy reserve that no longer pays for recurring programs and services. It assumes no layoffs and has 40 fewer full-time equivalent positions than 4 years ago.
There are no plans in the budget to ask voters for a property tax hike, despite a push by some to raise an additional $40 million a year to address deferred maintenance, pension obligations, and plans to buy open lands. Preckwinkle alluded to hikes taxpayers are already facing, saying her administration is cognizant of the current atmosphere. Nancy Hardy, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
City of Chicago's lawsuit against actor Jussie Smollett will proceed.
Federal Judge Virginia Kendall has refused to dismiss Chicago's lawsuit against former Empire actor Jussie Smollett. She rejected the argument by lawyers for the former Empire actor that the suit should be dismissed because he could not have known how much time and money the police would spend on the investigation. The city wants to get back more than $130,000 that was spent investigating Smollett's claim of a racist and homophobic attack in January. Police later said that claim was bogus. Smollett insists it was real. Cook County prosecutors charged Smollett with lying to the police, but abruptly dropped the charges weeks later, prompting an investigation by a special prosecutor into the way Kim Fox's office handled the case, which could go to trial by next year. Jennifer Kuiper, News Radio 105.9 FM.
The closing of Metro South Medical Center in Blue Island was approved today. The unanimous vote by a state review board ends a months-long fight to keep the hospital open. In another development meantime, the Sun-Times reports the review board is still awaiting a report from the state's health department about whether Quorum Health, the hospital's owner, was non-compliant in closing the hospital without board approval.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.